Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 96. Not that frequency again. It's 106.6 FM as always. You heard there Frontline Assembly with Hayload. This is going to bring you your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, all that kind of stuff. The stuff that bands like Frontline Assembly fit perfectly into. This being our first show after the fantastic Infest this year, is really just a kind of a come-down show, a kind of a recovery. We did actually manage to get a couple of interviews with various bands who were playing the gig this weekend, but failed miserably to get them edited in time for the show, so we'll get you them for future shows. But for the time being, for this show, I'm severely lacking on guests, so it's just me, Nige, in the studio, bringing you tunes and information, as always. So there you go, we opened with Frontline Assembly, and we're going to continue in a very... Infest-themed couple of tracks now. We're going to carry on with Stromkern, who were, well, again, absolutely fantastic at the weekend, so here goes.
Solution. We want a revolution. But our power is synchronized. I'm in the confine. Another place of my time. Another summer dread hand that I don't understand. The circumstances demand that we all better take a stand. Give it once, well, you're giving it twice. Giving them freedoms like I'm giving them life. But they can't keep a secret because they know they're wrong. And they can't keep us down because we're too damn strong. Now the people on the left, let me hear you say that you're sick of them lies. And I'm not going to take it. Now the people on the right, and you're done to waste. Gonna start it off now, bring it on now.
Let's go.
are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there two absolutely fantastic tracks from the weekend. Well, actually, so far the whole show has been bands from the weekend at Infest, but the last two tracks we played were Rotterdam with Exterminate, Annihilate, Destroy, and before that we had Stromkern with Stand Up. Both, well, basically, out of the whole weekend at Infest, I was wandering around chatting to folk, and various people liked some bands and didn't like others, and, you know, everyone has their personal tastes, but the majority of the whole crowd at this year's Infest absolutely loved to death Rotterdam, Stromkern and Frontline Assembly, from the people I've talked to, and it was just a killer set from all of these guys. Both those last two tracks absolutely shook the house down. It was great. It was a lot of fun, and I've got to say a big thank you to the Infest organisers. As every year, you've put together a great festival, and we look forward to next year, which I believe is your 10th anniversary, which I can only imagine you're going to do something absolutely fantastically special for, but we'll wait and see. We're a whole year off that yet, so it'll be interesting to see what comes along in the next 12 months. As always, I'm going to try and run down the gigs and upcoming club nights in the area for the next few weeks, but I'm going to leave that for a bit because I've been chatting for a while. I'm going to continue with the tunes. I'm going to go with one of my favourite bands at the moment here. We're going to go with XPQ21.
We can live forever. can live forever together and you. You survived the world, it's written in your eyes. I can see your smile and I recognize it's you.
You are listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there the fantastic Scandi with a track called Just Human. That is actually, Scandi, as I don't know how many of you know, is a side project of Andy LaPlagua, who is very famous for being in the main man of Icon and Coil and Panzer AG and Combi Christ. He is a man who has many projects, and that is one of his latest ones, and I just thought I'd dig out a track of that because it's actually some fantastic electronic-y stuff, all of that vein. So if you like that kind of stuff, get your hands on the Scandi album. And before that we played XP Who 21, who have been around forever but have been playing absolutely fantastic stuff like that, such as In Your Eyes, the short mix we played there, off the their latest album Alive, which is just a fantastic track all round, really. Okay, as I promised a bit earlier, I'm going to run down the gigs and club nights in the area coming up for the next fortnight. We have on Friday, the 8th of September, we have the Friday Flock at the Mixing Tin. Now, this is another live event of theirs. They have The Spares playing, which is the latest project of the guitarist from Children on Stun, followed by the Friday Flock club night. So, basically, the doors open at 8, the band is on at 9, and the club runs from 10 till 2 a.m. The club night, as if any of you lot have got yourselves down there, we'll know it's a very request-friendly, goth of all kinds, very fun little club night. The cost on the door should be £3 before 11, and I think £4 after. More information for that is available at www.fridayflock.net. Following that, on Thursday the 14th of September, we have Rhombus live at the Gasworks in Bradford. I know very little about this gig apart from it's Rhombus, Black Jackson and the Saints. Apparently free gig, and more information at www.rhombus-rock.com. Following that, we have the busy Saturday night of the month, where we have on Saturday the 16th of September, we have Black Veil at the Pack Horse in Leeds. That runs from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. goth of all kinds, £2.50 on the door. More information at blackveil.alwayscrashing.org. And also on the same night, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Student Union. 80s alternative and goth downstairs in the big room, and industrial hard dance upstairs. You could get along to both nights quite easily, because the Wendy House runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. So you could go to Black Veil first and Wendy House after, or pick between one of them. The Wendy House is £5 on the door, as I said, runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. And more information available for that night at www.thewendyhouse.org. And almost a couple of weeks from today, a bit further off than normal, but I'll mention this anyway, it's a gig on Friday the 22nd of September, Action Direct, Eulogy and Rhombus at the Fenton in Leeds. Action Direct are just in the process of releasing a new album, so I expect to get you'll get some more new material from them for this gig. Eulogy we've played on the show before, who are just really good and noisy, and Rhombus, as you'll have known before, a very good old goth rock, the very fun band indeed. That there isn't too much information about that gig that I know of at the moment, but it's doors 7:30 p.m. The cost is to be confirmed, and we have I suppose more information will appear on the Action Direct website or www.rhombus-rock.com on the Rhombus Rock website. Okay, there you go. There's lots of stuff happening. We've got other stuff coming up on the horizon as well, but I'm going to go into more detail in that on those subjects in a little bit. I think we're going to continue with the tunes. Now, for a while, we haven't actually heard much from Tom Shear of Assemblage 23. He did release an album of his solo project called Nerve Filter. We played a track of that good number of months back, but it seems that there's some new Assemblage 23 material. Now, on the Accession Records Volume 3, a kind of compilation sampler type thing I got my hands on a few weeks back, we found an Assemblage 23 track, a new one that hasn't been released yet, only on this sampler apparently, so I thought I'd play it for you guys. So here we go with Assemblage 23 with Decades.
Tired of this, each moment in the hills, of the broken sense. of deja vu. You cannot be ignored. It's hard to help but feel we've seen and done this all before.
Listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there Seabound with Contact, and that was the Assemblage 23 remix, picked quite appropriately because just before that we had Assemblage 23 with Decades. That's a new track that can be found on the Accession Records Volume 3 compilation that came out a few weeks back. Before those two tracks, I was mentioning that there's a lot of new stuff going on. I kind of neglected mentioning this whilst all the firm facts are being, firmed up, in fact. And there's still a bit of uncertainty about a few things that are going on, but I will bring you the exact details nearer the time when everyone knows exactly what's going on, so you're not too confused. But it's worth mentioning that in Leeds there's a new club that's going to be opening in a few weeks' time. This is based where the old basement was, on the side of the Merrion Centre, and it's going to be called The Subculture. Exact details of the nights that will be going on there will come along when we know more details, and I will let you know everything there is to know about that night, because it's going to I believe it's going to take over a few of the more alternative nights that we know and love, and there may be some new ones as well. We've got to keep our eye on these kind of things. Also worth mentioning, next month there's also going to be a gig involving we've got a big list of names here. We've got Sidon, which are a Japanese industrial, basically nutty band that I've raved about before. Zeitgeist Zero, who are the international Leeds local band, who have We've had on the show before, and you know their stuff. Schmoof, who opened Infest this year with a very 80s style pop, and Cyberside, which I believe is a very new band, and this is going to be Cyberside's first gig, and that gig is lined up for the 13th of October. Now, I'm not going to go into any more details than that because, well, it's a while away yet, so I'll remind you nearer the time. It's just one of those gigs that's, you know, it's a good few weeks off, but we're getting excited by the lineup anyway, and obviously subject to change and all that, but hopefully nothing will go drastically wrong and it'll all be that fantastic lineup that I've just read out. And given that, I'm going to continue now with a track by side also. If you're not quite sure who they are or what kind of tunes they're going to play, this is a good example. This is one of my favourite tracks. It's called In the Fog.
Oh, like a bird of doom as he shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands, stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Listening to Dax Simulation on BCB 96, oh, not 96, 106.6 FM. We are running out of time, as always. We play just far too much good music and enjoy ourselves far too much in the studio, so we've run out of time and we're going to have to cut it short. I'll just quickly tell you who we've just played. We played Seidel with a track called In the Fog. That's off the I Seidel album. As I said, there's a gig over there that's coming up in the next few weeks. Hopefully we'll get you more information on that soon. And that was followed by something quite classic, Nick Cave and the Bad Seas with Red Right Hand. And we're going to leave you with... Another classic, another old school track, and it's going to be The Cure with a track called Push. We'll be back in a fortnight, same time, same place. Tune in, and we hope you enjoyed it. Good night.